we'll pick up a little bit where we left off yesterday. We'll just recap very quickly for some of the Bachim who weren't joining us yesterday. So yesterday was Sol Shushan Purim. There's a shaila whether you're allowed to give the shiur today because shaila lo yavar the day after Shushan Purim, but we're going to be making on that shaila. So we can still learn the sugya of Shushan Purim, but we were really focusing on the sugya of Shushan Purim as relates to issues of Rov and Tzvekis. Obviously, Rov and Tzvekis are issues that have come up significantly in Masechet Chulin. So we really got into the sugya through the words of the Ran. At the beginning of Masechet Megillah, the Ran quotes a tradition from the Gaonim that even though the Gemara says that when you have a suffix, Irmu Kefet Koma, you have to lay on both days, the Gaonim say that that's only a Midas Chassidus, that Meikra and Din you really don't have to. And the reason why you don't have to is a combination of reasons, either because of Rove or because of something that went on the Kula. And again, we spoke a lot yesterday about the significance of applying those two principles here. But that's the basic story of the Ran. What's problematic about this Ran is that it sounds from the Ran that Me'ik and Mikra Din were willing to apply Speke Teva Bar Lekula. And what that would mean is that we could lay the Megillah on the first day and then call it a day and then not bother laying it the second day. Questions, does that really make any sense? And that touches on the issue of speaking about the tied to disaster. That's kind of what we left off a little bit yesterday. So what is the din? Let's say you have a situation of a suffix and there's a tied to disaster. If I'm going to be making on both sides of the shayla, I'm going to end up being safe to myself. Does that make any sense? Can you do that? Is speaking about the kula, is that an option even? So we mentioned at the end of the year yesterday, that may be an option, but we're not so sure how that rule plays out entirely. So we're going to take a step back almost and see how some Acharonim use this cloud of status of Rukhav Tata Nisasa that can perhaps shed some light on that topic. There is a famous Machlaikis, perhaps the most famous of all Machlaikis we're getting Tzvekis, and that's Machlaikis Rambam Der Ashba. I think we spoke about this probably 100 times in the last couple of years, that the Rambam Shita is, I was just to ask, is it too fast? Guys can still follow at the same pace as regular, or should I slow down?
It's good.
Okay. All right. So the famous Sheet of the Rambam, where the Rambam writes in also to the space that Min HaTorah all snakes are mutter. As we proverbially say, if I ask my Shabbat, I have a piece of meat and I want to know, can I eat the piece of meat? So what would the Rambam say? The Rambam would say, it's mutter with the rice, it's mutter, all snakes are mutter Min HaTorah. And there is a obviously, the Matzluk in the Rambam was the Rashba. The Rashba is very, very strong, both in the Kedushin, in the beginning of the fourth breath of Kedushin, as well as the Chuvah the Rashba, and the Ram in the first breath of Kedushin, vehemently opposed to the Shittas the Rambam, and hold that the Chal is not true, that Speke the Raisa Luchumr is a real bona fide din with the Raisa. One of the many, many Rayas that the Rishayim bring against the Rambam is when the Gemara says Kedushin, when the Gemara says that Min HaTorah Safek Mamzer is Mutter. The other person is not sure whether he's a Mamzer or not, 50-50 chance whether he's a Mamzer. But he's permitted to get married. But the Raisa, he's allowed to get married. Why? Because lo yavo mamzer b'kol Hashem, mamzer father lo yavo has suffik mamzer yavo. There's a pasuk also kachem ralocha that suffik mamzer is mutter lover b'kol. So the question that the Rashba poses against the Rambam is, what is the pasuk for? But the Rambam's right that suffik chazal is mutter ben atayim. It could be suffik chela, could be suffik chomet. Well, all it's like is a mutter ben atayim. Why do you need a pasuk to be matzah suffik mamzer? So definitely from those, from the Rashi from here, that the klal is that speakers are also min haTorah, and this is the chidush, this is the court, this is the yaitzim in the klal. So how do we defend Shittas Rambam? How can the Rambam say that speakers are mutter min haTorah, and yet you need somehow a pasuk for suffik mamzer? So the truth is, there is a Tshuvas Rambam that the Rashi himself quotes that we don't even have. The Tshuvas Rambam, where the Rambam apparently said that this is the mutter for Shittas. Suffik mamzer is not the exception. The rule suffik mamzer is the rule. But the whole mokar for our sake is the mutter from this pasuk. So notwithstanding the fact that there's a phantom Tshuvas Rambam floating around that nobody seems to know where it is. I've never seen it in print. I don't think anyone, I think it's something some Geniza somewhere in the last 800 years. Nobody seems to know where it is. But it's generally assumed that that's not the Tshuvas Rambam. It's generally assumed that the Rambam also agree that suffik mamzer is an exception. The question is, what's the exception? So there are many, many different answers in the Gedolei Acharonim. Some Acharonim say that the chiddush of the heter of suffik mamzer is that even if there's a rov that he's a mamzer, he still has to be, he still can be maker. So even there's a chazaka meikar that his mother was there, as a cheskes eishes ish, he can fight to be maker. That the rule of suffik mamzer overrides the regular klali heter. Okay, in this, there's a teretz that is presented. I don't know whether it was Harit who was the first one to give this teretz, but the Acharonim have the following halach. That what would be the din as follows? Let's say you have a person who's a suffik mamzer, and he says he wants to marry this this Bas Yisrael. So we say to him, well, it's okay. Mamzer self except Mamzer is mutter min haTorah. And then he says, okay, now he wants to marry also a Mamzer. What will be about that? It means he wants to marry both. He wants to marry a regular kosher Bas Yisrael and a Mamzer. So Mamzer and Mamzer is allowed to marry each other, but we're not sure. So what is this guy? So how can he have two wives? He's going to have one wife who's a Mamzer and one wife who's a kosher Bas Yisrael. He, by definition, will be violating something. Either he is a Mamzer or not a Mamzer. He can't be neither. He's one or the other. So many Acharim say that's also mutter. That's also I to tie to the sase. You're right. Kach nemra aloha that whenever there's a special there's a cost of the stuff that is mutter, so that's mutter even the makom tied to the sase. So that's like an eye opener type of a chiddush that you can be makel and sveikis even the makom tied to the sase. Right? By sveikis there above a kula doesn't sound like you say that. So let's check. So the beer of dover is as follows that. When we say that steak is a mutter, let's say something about the kula, let's say something about the kula, let's say something about the kula, is mutter, something about the kula, is mutter. We have a lot of these halachas of steak is being mutter. So one could raise a shayla, one could raise a lumdish a shayla, what's the nature of these halachas of steak is a mutter? Is pshat that b'chi ha-gavna, either the Torah or the Chachamim, never after, if there's no vaday, then this is not the orla mubater, this is not the veil to mubater, this is not the issue there upon Amr Vedezit. Whatever is the suffix, so this is not the issue. As I say, no, that some isurim require yediyah to isur. That yediyah to isur is part of the kizay of the etzim of isur. Most isurim are not like that. If I eat a piece of chazir, whether I know it, I don't know it, I eat chazir. Yediyah is a side, tangential. But there are some isurim that the etzem idea is the geirim of the yisrael. The marshal all the chutzlars. The Gemara says that all the chutzlars is also halacha moshe b'sinai. But what you don't know doesn't hurt you. If I know that this is oral and you don't know it's oral, it's mutal chatchila for me to give it to you. How can I do that? I'm feeding you isurim. Why isn't that with the yisrael? The answer is you don't know it. What you don't know, that's the chisara and it's felt in the yisrael itself. It's not an yisrael gom of all the chutzlars. Holds man that there's no yedias to yisrael. That's a whole other world. A whole different world. I mean. If you're telling me that Yediyah is so critical, when you ask this guy, is he violating Mamzerus? The answer is, well, Kozban, when he's being with his Mamzerus wife, he doesn't have Yediyah. When he's being with his Bas Yisrael wife, he doesn't have Yediyah. Say, yes, sir. We add up the two together and we say, oh yeah, by golly, this guy probably violated Mamzerus. He probably violated Mamzerus. It's not game. It's not number game. Kozban, Yediyah, say, yes, sir, is such an integral part of the yes, sir. So, cold bad that Yediyah is lacking, so then the Yediyah itself is Nishkin Yediyah. It's got to be Yediyah, but there's Badai. So Bishas Vais Aveira, he has to know that he's doing this Aveira. And if he doesn't know he's doing the Aveira, you don't add up all the pieces and say, oh, by golly, I'm afraid he violated my Aveira. But just because some Acharonim say that something bombs with Mutter by Taita and Sasa, it doesn't mean Tzveke Dabon Mutter. Tzveke Dabon Mekuva may just mean that you're allowed to live your life risky. If a 50-50 chance, take a chance. But it's not a chance. If I know at the end of the day, 100% that I'm violating the Israel, I have no right to be making. That's why the regular rules of you can't speak about Kula by Yudal and Tezvav to be mapped to both. You say the guy doesn't have to observe Purim altogether. So then he wanted to know that he didn't celebrate Purim. So then, of course, that would be a problem. So again, continuing what we left off yesterday. So what's an option for this fellow? He has a suffix of the Kula. To tell him that he can be making on both is out of the question. So what do you do? You're not right to be Kula. So you pick one, hope for the best, and take your chances. And therefore, you read the Megillah on the first day, and sure, take the one and try to call it a day in the end of the story. So this is a big, big problem, because there was another Ran in Masechet Pesachim that says almost the exact opposite. The Ran of Pesachim is a very, very famous Ran that sums up, and who knows this Ran of Pesachim? There we go, okay. The Ran of Masechet Pesachim has the following. There's a famous Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, the Gemara in Machlokes, about which of the Dalakaitis you have to do a say before, the first two or the last two. Everyone agrees that Chazal Masakin to lean by Yayin at the say there. And everyone agrees that you don't really have to lean for all four. That was never the Takon. The Takon was two out of the four. Machlokes and Meroim was which two and which two do you not have to. And it's suddenly kind of gone. One day it says the first two are the more chayrus, and the last two kind of story is over already. Another say the first two are more obvious, and the last two are the more chayrus. So different opinions. The Gemara says, we don't know what to do, and therefore you lean for all four. So yes, the Ram, you lean for all four. What do you have to lean for all four? If the suffrage of Balagru, lean for the first two and call it a day. The Ram gives two answers to that question. One answer the Ram says is that figure of Balagru was never said when it's very, very easy to avoid. Because, let's say, over here, I'm going to drink the wine anyway. It's just a question. I'm going to drink the wine azoy or drink the wine azoy. What's the difference when I'm sitting straight, when I'm leaning to the side? I'm drinking the wine anyway. So tell me to do a save. It's such a milsad of tircha. Therefore, you're not supposed to rely on tzvig deban lekula for things that are very, very easy to avoid. But that's the less popular answer. The more popular answer around is that if you're going to tell the guy to be nakil, so it's going to turn out that he's not going to drink any, he's not going to save anything. To tell him arbitrarily do the first two and not the last two is absurd. It's my honey, how do you know the first two are better than the last two? Tell the guy to do the last two and not the first two is vita. How do you know which are more important? There's no way of knowing. Tell the guy to do nothing, that's impossible. He said, take the Melchul doesn't fly by that disaster. So it says Iran, there are four logical boxes. There are only four logical possibilities. Right? I don't know whether Barak's on the call, but I'm not accessing everybody at the second. But if Barak, if you're on the call, we need your statistics for us. So there are four logical possibilities here. There are one possibility is that you do a statement for both. What do you do for all four? What do you do for none of them? What do you do for the first two? What do you do for the last two? So go through, map out the possibilities here logically. Do a statement for the first two. It's ridiculous. You're a Navi. How do you know which the Amorim themselves didn't know? How do you know which to do? To the last two, you fight through Navi. It's ridiculous, right? To do for none, that's crazy. It's not an option. So the Ran, when three out of the four choices fail you, you have only one thing left. And what is that? You have no choice. What do you got to do? You have to do on numbers up, how many? All four curses. You have no choice. You got to do all four curses. So the Ran just made a whole chesh, a whole razzle dazzle theory here. But when you have a suffix of a tithe and disaster rate, you have to be machra at all ends. You cannot arbitrarily take one versus the other. So because the steering wheel in Ran, by suffix becomes choima, Ran saying, pick your day that you like. You like your dollar, do your dollar. You rather want to do tzvah, maybe let you do that also. But the ikra didn't just pick your dollar and then you're done with your megillah for tzvah. But here I'm talking around and saying, no, when you have a tithe of the tzvah, right, you can't be megill, but you can't be pick one over the other. You got to do all four. And I said, what is the difference between the two scenarios that the Ran is depicting? Manishtana, no pun intended. Manishtana, that by dalakaisis, you have to do all four. And by creating megillah, you can get away with just one. This is not my kasha. This is the famous kasha of, anyone knows? Kasha is this? Mishlo Melech kasha, okay? The famous Mishlo Melech poses this kasha. So the Mishlo Melech also gives a Kabbalah to Teres. The Mishlo Melech tells us that there are different sveikas here. There are sometimes personal sveikas, and sometimes communal sveikas, Klal Yisrael sveikas. That a personal suffik is not so terrible. If I mess up myself as a yachid, Nishka Frela, if the whole tzibur messes up, that's a big, big problem. So what does that mean for us? As the Mishlo Melech, that the suffix of whether it's Yim or Kevin Chayma is not going to impact on the whole Jewish people. If Tveria messes up and they lay the Megillah and Yedal, and it turns out when they come to Shemayim, the Rebbe Shalom informs that they should have laid them Tezvav, so we say, Mishkafel, Tavdevon Lekula, that's the end of the world. Because at the end of the day, all the people living in Tinek lay them Yedal, and the Mishalim is laying them Tezvav, people in Ashdod maybe laying them both this year, depending on what you think about the stuff in Ashdod. Remote, I have no idea. It changes from day to day. You never know what the status is going to be remote any given year. So, but there are some cities that will lay in Yadal, and there are some cities that will lay in Tezvav. And Tveria may get it right, may not get it right. There's Mishnah Melech who cares. And if they get it wrong, the world won't come to an end. So therefore, when it comes to personalized fake, then an ear is still a personalized suffix. So when you come to a personalized suffix, then you follow the regular rules. It's fake, it's fake, it's fake. However, when it comes to the Takonis Chacham of Dalek Kaisis, I give the Mishnah Melech, if you're going to tell everybody that, let's everyone pick the first two Kaisis and hope for the best. Well, it could be that we're going to come to Shemayim, Lachamev Yashim Shana, and the Rebbe Shalom is going to show us that not one Jew ever did a statement the right talk to Dalek Kaisis. That's a big problem. We don't want to do that. That's an Akiris Takonis Chacham. We want that everyone should be doing the Mitzvah Sayyam. We want to be able to stay with a straight face in the Yom Emes. Chasal to the Pesach, Kechom Mishpato, not to be shown at some point in the future that we all missed the boat because we're supposed to do our save with the last two cases. So therefore, when you have a suffix that impacts all of Klal Yisrael, but it's more than just class, it's the bitul atakona. It's the etzem atakonas chazal of a save with our cases that's now in question. So then the rules of the game are different because the nature of the suffix is different. The nature of the outcomes around ramifications about the negative suffix are radically different when you're dealing with something that impacts all of Klal Yisrael. That's a famous part from the Mishnah Melech. Again, just to recap a little bit between yesterday and today, so we touched on a lot of klolim that we're hopefully familiar with, things that we were to make the theme on the seventh bed of Chulin. So we were very familiar with these rules, Sfeikis and Rogues and Tatis and Sasarev, and this is Rids and Rushes come back to our minds and swirling around. And all of these things, all the calls we've been using in terms of basic Chulin Yerodesig is now impacting Dalakaisis, impacting Chaymas, etc. And this fundamental study of the Mishnah Melech, that how we address Sfeikis changes when you're dealing as a Yachid, you're dealing as a greater Tzibur in terms of Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. I think that I wasn't planning, you know, on saying the Shia originally altogether. So I probably would have quoted Mishnah Melech at maybe in the Pesach Shurim or something. But I think it's a very, very good segue into the next part of the Shia, which is going to be a little bit more Moshav oriented, a little bit more perhaps Chizuk oriented. I think it almost sets the tone, really what the Mitzvah Hayoyim is these days. You know, we had to ask ourselves, you know, every time has Mitzvah Hayoyim to it. There are some times that are obvious. We just celebrated Yom Kippur on Tuesday. So there were many, many Mitzvah Hayoyim that was our focus. So whenever you have a Mitzvah Hayoyim, so the Gemara says in Saita that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Keres Bris with Klal Yisrael, Lumo Lamed Lishma V'Lasis. Every mitzvah has to be not just observed, but it has to be observed properly, but every mitzvah has to be learned about and taught about and shirim has to be about, and that's part of the mitzvah tayyam, to be arve, kvod ha-toyra, we got to be those mitzvahs. Shabbos has this mitzvah tayyam, and Pesach has Hashem in a few weeks from now, love this mitzvah tayyam. And then you have other days that have, you know, constant mitzvah tayyam, you have mitzvah tayyam. So it's always appropriate to talk about it with Kriya Shema and Chutzpah. You know, the also all year long, that's not a problem. But there are mitzvahs that Imam speaks to all the time. And then you have other kind of mitzvahs that are, I wouldn't call them literally harashahs, but they're mitzvahs in the sense of there are unique circumstances that arise. There are concepts in Allah, there are sugyas of Shas Bukhama, and there are sugyas of Eitz Tzara, and there are sugyas of time when things are not always the way normal. And Torah speaks, we start off the Shabbat saying, the Torah speaks to every single situation. I think that we have to, you know, learn the sugyas. It's a good thing to do, learn some of the sugyas, discuss a little bit about what some of the issues are involved in some of the things that are facing us now. I think that this week's parasha actually has to be a very, very good place to begin. So I don't know whether you want to call this officially part of the regular shiur or the chumash shiur. Now, for me, I want to for another click. That's all. But so we can just keep.